Date with Mystery by Julia Chapman. Read by Elizabeth Bower. Prologue. Winter had a firm hold on the Yorkshire Dales. Bare trees scratched at the sky, the morning's frost still coating the land. Beyond the window, the vegetable garden lay dormant, soil hard under the white layer, a few scraggly heads of cabbage left. February was proving to be a bitter month. He hoped they were checking on the sheep. With lambing imminent, a few more nights like the last couple and there'd be trouble. Surely someone would have the sense to hop up and see they were right. Maybe not. He'd text them. When he got back to civilization and could get a decent signal. Whenever that would be. Fighting a familiar feeling of confinement, Jimmy Thornton lifted his gaze to the scar that cut across the hillside behind the house. The quarry. Abandoned these many years, it remained a stark imposition, a coarse break in the fellside where the machinery had scythed through the rock. Funnily enough, it didn't look so bad in winter, the exposed limestone more fitting in this harsh season than when contrasted against the summer's green. Even so, it felt like a cage around him. A violent interruption in the landscape he loved. It had ever been thus. Him here in the house, wishing he was elsewhere, hating the restrictions that chained him to the place, hating the memories of this room in particular. She should have left here, he thought, long ago when it all ended. A sigh came from the darkened room behind him. His name, a mere susurration of air with very little sound. I'm here, Mother. He crossed the threadbare carpet to the bed, her presence in it no more than a slight comma in the bed covers, and gently took her hand. He felt the bones under his calluses. She was as fragile as a newborn chick.
You're not missing much out there, he said,
voice hearty in the hope it would revive her, that his rude health would infect her and overcome the disease.
Been a right old frost, proper white and all.
She sighed again, a longer one this time, her fingers twitching under his.
What did you say? Ears aren't working right good this morning.
He leaned closer, aware of his bulk looming over her, cutting out the sunlight.
Sorry.
She was looking at him, eyes clouded with pain, but she was seeing him, struggling to make herself heard.
So sorry.
You've nought to be sorry for, Mother.
He patted her hand, his fingers clumsy, throat thickening.
You hear me?
He felt the slightest of pressure returning his touch. Then her gaze slid towards the photograph on the bedside table, and he knew he was losing her.
Come on, lass, he muttered,
the way he would do to an ailing beast.
Come on. Don't leave me.
Downstairs, he heard the click of the latch. The Macmillan nurse. Here too late. He'd been around death enough to know what it looked like. He heard the firm tread on the stairs, the footsteps on the landing. By the time the nurse reached the bedroom door, Jimmy Thornton was all alone. Chapter 1. Delilah Metcalf needed money. Lots of it. With everything that was coming round the corner, she was going to need substantially more income than she was used to making. Taking the steps that led down to town from her cottage in energetic strides, she tried to convince herself that it would all be okay. Her bank manager, who also happened to be her uncle, wouldn't foreclose on the loans against her two businesses, or the mortgage on her house. And her ex-husband would drop his demands for custody of their dog. Up ahead, already turning at the bottom of the steps, Tollpuddle was eager to get to work. A grey shadow against the walls of the ginnel, he loped along and then stopped to wait outside the third gateway on the right, looking back at her with a distinct air of impatience. The best thing to come out of Delilah's short-lived marriage, a Weimaraner with anxiety issues. She couldn't imagine life without him. But if Neil Taylor got his way, Tollpuddle would be heading south to live in London with Neil and his new girlfriend. No more coming to work with her. No more running on the fell.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?